Hello, I am Nimja, and this is challenging. This file will take you down and toy with you, tease you and tempt you, and yet it will give you a purpose, a simple goal. Imagine for a moment. Close your eyes and let yourself drift. Imagine yourself standing just a few steps away. How many? Well, I guess that's part of the challenge. I guess you've been a little naughty, somewhat resistant to obedience. Then again, maybe all there is just another opportunity to show how much you can follow these words. Should I make it easy for you? Or should I make it really, really difficult? Let's see. I will take a few more steps back while you stay right there. And I will tell you exactly what we're going to do. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to step towards me. Every step, however, has an effect on you. It makes you deeper, heavier, slower. All you have to do is touch my hands. I'll even make it easy for you and let them point. All it takes is a few, maybe another few steps. Then again, it would be too easy if that was all there is to it, wouldn't it? It would be so much nicer if there was a difficulty in the challenge, a sort of wonderful exercise. If you make it, I'll put you into a deep trance. And if you lose, you'll have to suffer a mindless state of total immobility, too deep to move or escape. Do you think you can handle it? We'll see. As you undoubtedly get ready for the first step, I'll make sure that my words remind you that each and every step amplifies the power of my words over you. The closer you get, the deeper you go, the heavier your body becomes. So go ahead, take that first step and feel the effects on your body. The first one isn't too difficult yet. Raising your foot, moving it forward, planting it down and feeling the weight of relaxation, of weight, of pulling down, coursing through your body. I wonder if the step was even smaller than you thought. If you moved forward a lot less than you were expecting. Of course, I still want you to move forward deeper into trance, further into the depth from which you can't escape. Another step, perhaps. Can you still lift your leg, moving it up and with great difficulty moving your foot forward, planting it down and almost dropping to the floor? The weight on your body is becoming so intense. Every step is a Herculean effort to continue. It's so heavy, so deep. As you can hear my voice still echoing in your ears. Another step, but you almost fail. You sink down to your knees. Come on, you can still keep going. I'm sure there's nothing wrong. It all just feels so nice, so right. So go on then. Show me how much you want to be in trance. By now, of course, sinking down seems like the better option. Down to your knees. Down, leaning on your hands. Yes, I'm sure this will make it a lot easier to keep moving deeper, closer, further into trance. The goal is to become so deep. And you know that if you were to touch my hand, you'd go completely deep into trance. And that's what you want, isn't it? You want to go even deeper. You can do it. I'm sure there's nothing holding you back from moving forward, even though your body is so heavy that even lifting your arms takes so much effort. You're so close, though. I'm sure it's only one, maybe two, perhaps three more small steps. Go on, then. As you move forward, every movement so heavy, so deep. It's difficult to even look at your goal. It's so much easier to let your head hang down. Hands almost sliding over the ground, knees moving gently and slowly, every step further down into the depths. It's so hard to keep going, but you do your best. You keep holding on as much as you can. It's so close now. The goal is so close. Two more small steps. Heavy. Lifting. Moving. Deep. One more step, almost falling to the ground, crawling, low and heavy, moving forward, stretching out. And then you're almost there, laying at my feet. Helplessly heavy, driftingly deep, so heavy and blank that raising your hand up is almost impossible. But you have to touch my hands to win. It's not enough to be down there, heavy and helpless at my feet. What's wrong? You don't want to go deeply into trance? You don't want to feel the lovely emptiness of your mind rushing down and helping you to go so blank that there's nothing left? Don't you want to feel that victory of going deep? You do your best. You almost crawl up against me, pulling your hand up higher, but you're so tired, it's so difficult, so heavy, so incredibly slow. Should I help you? Should I make it easier for you? Then again, that would mean you haven't really properly won. And you want to win, you want to go deep into trance, so you'll keep on trying to climb up deeper and deeper. But it's too much, too heavy, too tired, and drop. Every now and then there are little twitches in your body, little movements of your fingers trying to reach up to that never-ending journey towards the goal. Laying at my feet, defeated, but also wonderfully mindless, wrapped in a state of total immobility. And the more you lay down there, the more comfy you feel, the more submissive and obedient you feel, the more calm you feel, as everything just becomes the right way. Lost, laying down, drifting. Deeper, so heavy that every single movement feels like too much. Maybe you won after all. Isn't it much better to just give up and drop even deeper? Some final twitches in your fingers and hands show the futility of every movement. As I still stand there, powerful and towering over you, making you aware of how helpless you've become. I could just reach down and touch you. I could simply let my hands take your mind away. And maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will let you focus on that never-ending battle, pulling you deeper every step, making you heavier. I wonder if you'll truly realize how deep somehow you can still imagine how it began, standing there, walking, dropping, crawling, falling, surrendering and obeying. It replays in your mind over and over again, trying to find a solution to victory until you realize that the only way to enjoy is to lose and feel and embrace the place you've fallen down to wonderfully in this never-ending race to go deeper. The finish line is always a little too far away, and giving in feels so much nicer. Perhaps I'll let you play again only to watch you fall deeper. Too challenging. And also deeply enjoyable. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, I'm sure you can continue to imagine yourself falling ever deeper at my feet. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you can finally let those weights melt and feel yourself become light once again, returning to awareness even more. Which one do you prefer? Enjoy.